Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are in big trouble, and they know it. They have been found out. I titled this segment, On the Hot Seat. And it's a bit of a retread, and the sad news about, you know, what we do here is that it is the same stuff. And that's why I tell you all the time, you got to think about it in the big picture. You got to think about it metaphorically a lot. But the Democrats are, there's so many things. And when I talk about things, I'm not talking about little things, folks. I'm not talking about, so-and-so made a racist comment or, you know, could be misconstrued here, whatever. No, I'm not talking about that. That's par for the course. Joe Biden the other day was talking about his brain. He actually made the comment, they had to lift the scalp off twice or something like that. We'll play the clip. But he recognizes he's an idiot, that he shouldn't be in charge, that he's had, I don't know, multiple brain surgeries. And his wife goes, well, he doesn't need a cognitive test. An 80-year-old dude who makes more mistakes speaking than he does being coherent. And they go, why would we want a cognitive test for the guy that's got control of the nuclear button? How dare you? I know it's insulting, right, that we would use such logic in dealing with Joe Biden. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Democrats are ready to abandon their party. Many have. And those who were on the left, solidly on the left, have shifted back our direction. You didn't have to do anything. All you had to do was let the Democrats be Democrats. Let them run those cities. Have you heard some of these clips about crime? The crime bills that they want to pass? I mean, it's ridiculous. Let them do what they do, and people will figure it out, because it'll follow to the bitter end. I hate to put it this way, but the more devastation the Democrats cause on their people, the more we win them over. Because let me tell you something, folks. Here's the bad news. Mitch McConnell, he's not trying to win them over. Not at all. Listen to Mitch McConnell talk about J6 and you figure it out real quickly. He's not on our side. Mitch McConnell is not a conservative. I don't even think he's a Republican. But let's go back to the hot seat. We got Fauci solidly on the hot seat. This little fraud, leprechaun fraud, is a liar. He is a bona fide, certified liar. He lied to Congress. He lied to the American people. And you know what we've learned? We've learned that Fauci did, in fact, pay money for gain of function. We learned that Fauci did, in fact, pay people to change the narrative. We've learned that Fauci's flip-flops were not flip-flops. They were paid. Essentially, here's what we need you to say, and here's your money. Pay. Get it done. He is one of the richest dudes in this country as a bureaucrat. I would love to know, is there anybody out there that can do a forensic audit of Fauci beyond his taxes? Can we find out if he's got shell companies set up? I will bet you money this dude has millions of dollars socked away in little accounts where he said, where the government says, when you need to do your dirty, do it. And then many times he just used your tax dollars to lie to you. Are we going to put this fraud in prison? When I did a poll, many of you wanted him in prison. And what about this J6 committee? We're going to talk about them a little bit more. But before we get into that, let's talk about this. Hunter Biden, he will be back on the hot seat. I don't care what they're telling. Yeah, we're talking about J6. They're going to use some subterfuge for a while they build Hunter's defense. But don't forget, one of his defense lawyers just left because he's going, I don't like the way it's going. They won't tell you the truth, but they don't like the way it's going because it's probably going towards truth. Hunter Biden being back on the hot seat will lead to his daddy being back on the hot seat. And we know who his daddy is. His daddy is the big guy, and he got his cut. And as soon as we peel back the onion on that LLC that he and Dr. Jill have set up, we will find out where the money went. That's going to lead to Democrats being back on the hot seat, and rightfully so, because everything that we're talking about, these suckers led, they led it up to that. Everything that's going on, they condoned. They protected the Biden family. They protected those lies. They protected the cheat that got Biden elected. They must win at all costs, because let me tell you, if we make any penetration into their territory, they're done. Those Democrat lies are going to lead to the lies of the media. Listen to how the media, still to this day, media and big tech continue to try to stifle the truth. They will not tell you the truth. And the reason is, the truth will not set them free. The truth will put them in prison. See, when you use that term, the truth will set you free, that's if you are living a moral and righteous life. The truth will not set them free. The truth is kryptonite for their Superman. And are they Superman? It sure seems like it, doesn't it? So we will expose the Democrats for who they are. We've already done it. And most of you, I will tell you something right now. I'm going to be a spoiler for you. You don't need any evidence. You don't need anything more. What more do you need? Tell me this. Do you believe that it was Hunter's laptop? Of course you do. Do you believe that the evidence that we've gathered from that laptop is enough for you to know that he worked in conjunction with his daddy to go to Ukraine, China, and Russia, and he did dirty that got his family lots of money, and that the family's not being forthcoming about what their entanglements are? Of course you do. You'd have to be a fool not to believe it. The same way I've said before, you'd have to be a fool not to believe that his dad doesn't know what he's involved in. A dad might not know what you're involved in if you've lived your life on the up and up and you've been a good, solid citizen and you go off and do your work. Your dad might go, "How's business, son?" "Oh, Dad, it's going great. You know, we're going to be coming out to visit with Molly and the kids, blah, blah, blah." Well, great, son. You may not ask questions then. But when your son is a crackhead and he's asking you for $100,000 so he can get some more hookers and you send it to him, you're a business partner, baby. I know that. If we can expose these suckers now, folks, and stop their cheating in the next election cycle, we can win this republic back. But if they win in 2024, we're doomed. And I don't know what else my team can do, because we are rock stars in fighting against the left. One of the best.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Last night, millions of Americans tuned in to one of the most shameful hours we have ever seen on cable television. With contempt for the facts, disregard of the risks, and knowing full well he was lying to his audience, Fox News host Tucker Carlson ran a lengthy segment last night arguing the January 6th Capitol attack was not a violent insurrection. By diving deep into the waters of conspiracy and cherry-picking from thousands of hours of security footage, Mr. Carlson told the bold-faced lie that the Capitol attack, which we all saw with our own eyes, was somehow not an attack at all. He tried to argue it was nothing more than a peaceful sightseeing tour. Can you imagine? A nonviolent demonstration, a perfectly fine and appropriate instance of people expressing their opinion. I, so many others who were here in the Capitol, and millions of Americans are just furious with Tucker Carlson and Kevin McCarthy today.
Chuck Schumer. It's funny to watch these guys. Chuck Schumer, now he calls what somebody questioning something shameful. It's shameful that Tucker Carlson would dare question the fake narrative that we have set up for this J6 thing. How dare he? And how dare the millions of people that watch his show, which I would bet, I have not watched Tucker's show at all, but I would bet you that it's substantially more because people want to know what's going on there. Now, here's the good news. I don't watch his show, but I'm listening to the narrative. I bet there's many others like me. I'm not going to watch the show, but I am getting this stuff in my, you know, through other means. Some of you don't watch his show, but you're probably getting some snippet of what he's saying through this very show here. How many other shows are out there like mine? How many other media outlets on the conservative side are there out there? And the truth is leaking out, and that is scary for the Democrats. He said, Chuck Schumer said that Tucker Carlson had contempt for the facts and risk. You know the irony of that? Chuck Schumer knows that Tucker Carlson did nothing except espouse facts. He did nothing except say, this is what they told you. These are the people that claim that held these videos in their tight-fisted little hands, never gave you a look, and now suddenly they're accusing you of everything that they did. You're diving into the waters of conspiracy. Okay, which that's always what they do. It's a conspiracy that January 6th didn't happen. You saw it with your own eyes, yeah. You know what I saw with my own eyes, Chucky? I saw video of people ambling through the Capitol building like they were sightseers. Now, let me tell you, compare that to BLM. Compare it to Antifa. And put those videos side by side. And tell me which you think is a violent insurrection. Just the other day, people were attacking the police something in Atlanta, like the training facility in Atlanta. That was violent. I've watched union people do stuff that would blow your mind compared to what we saw there. No such reaction. But they want you to believe that. Because as I said in the first segment, January 6th, is one of the most important lies they've told, because it's the wrapper around the lie that Donald Trump did not win the election, that he was not cheated, that Joe Biden won it fair and square. That's an important lie that the Democrats must preserve. If we put a dent in that, it's like hitting them inside the head with a sledgehammer. Lights out. He says, Tucker Carlson argued that it was not a violent insurrection. I love that. He makes that point. See, they took the film where they had their paid protesters breaking stuff, throwing stuff. And then here's Tucker saying, okay, so all that happened. But let's show you what happened inside. See, that happened outside. If you listen to I had his clip. He says, if you look at what they did inside, let us show you what happened. Outside. Let us show you what happened inside. So, let me put it this way. If I'm mad at you, and I'm trying to break into your house, and I'm throwing ricks and rocks, and I'm throwing chairs through the window, and then once I get inside, I go, hey, by the way, dude, would you happen to have some coffee? wouldn't it kind of freak you out to go, why were you trying so hard to get in here? And then you're calm once you get in. You don't start destroying stuff. You're not looking. Was there anybody running? Where's Pelosi? Where's Chuck Schumer? We're going to get him. We're going to kill him. There was none of that. No zombies running around with crazed looks on their faces going, we're going to. And people getting together going, you search up here and you search over here and all that. Where was any of that? Nowhere. And that's why Tucker is making the distinction. Cherry picking. And here's what's funny. Chuck Schumer says, we saw with our own eyes. No, Chuck. We saw what you wanted us to see outside. You wouldn't show us what was happening inside. They show the Capitol Police getting everybody out. Okay, fine. Where were the people in pursuit? And I don't know if you saw that video. The Capitol Police are standing there like they're looking, almost like they're looking at their watches. They're like, man, I'll be glad when this shift is over. Mm-hmm. There's nobody at a height of excitement. Like, okay, you know, on alert. If you don't believe me, look at the video. There's nobody with automatic weapons, you know, looking, running behind them going, okay, let's do this. You've seen enough movies to know that if these people were roaming through the Capitol and it was under attack, why are they not acting like they're under attack? Please explain it to me. It's because they weren't. Chuck Schumer knows it. The Democrats know it. And they fear this with all of the being that they fear this. Because if you apply any amount of common sense, the first thing you say is, that's not an attack. So here's what I'm telling you, folks. We have to create stuff that shows the difference. In order for people to get things, you got to say, here, okay, this is what they define as an attack. But let me show you what an attack really is with their own people. Let me show you what they were doing outside and what was going on inside. And you have to, and as I said, I just posed a great question. If you're so hell-bent on getting inside, why aren't you looking for people? Why can't they find anybody going, man, show us where Pelosi is. We're going to kill her. Show us where Schumer is. We're going to kill him. We're going to kill all these Democrats. There was none of that. If you can find it, if I'm, you know, wrong about it, please let me know. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I will happily detract my statement and tell you, oh, indeed, it was an insurrection. If it turns out that it's true. And it's not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Forget the snow this time. It's the rain that is the next big concern for people in California as another atmospheric river is moving across the state. This one will bring the rain, not snow, and that's led to flood watches affecting millions. Meanwhile, they've found at least a dozen people dead in their snowbound homes to the south in the San Bernardino Mountains. A Republican budget expert says President Biden's budget plan is just an incoherent collection of wishes that don't add up. Massachusetts Senator Democrat Elizabeth Warren is unloading on the GOP budget.
If you go through with the Republican plan, it throws the country into a recession, and it will cost us about 2.5 million jobs.
The president unveils his plan today in Philadelphia. Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw says his company will do right by the people of East Palestine, Ohio, and he's deeply sorry for the train derailment. Rich Johnson, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, as far as we know, for more than 2 years, 26 months today, actually, no media organization in the country pressed to see the actual tape, the January 6th surveillance footage. And there was a reason for that. So a small group of people, which include the leaders of the Democratic Party and their allies in the media, had a complete monopoly on what you were allowed to know about what happened, what actually happened, in the Capitol on January 6th. And they defended that monopoly with great ferocity, as monopolists tend to do. So the moment we broke that monopoly, simply by getting access to the footage, it's not hard. That's what you're supposed to do when you work in the news business. Other media outlets went crazy. They all did. And we just couldn't resist, not to be self-referential, but it's too hilarious. So we assembled a montage. Here it is.
What we saw tonight, Allison, from Tucker is nothing new. He has been trying to sanitize the very real violence that we all saw unfold at the U.S. Capitol.
41,000 hours of footage from an attempted coup is federal evidence. How on earth is Kevin McCarthy trying to justify to fellow members of Congress giving 41,000 hours of federal investigative evidence and material to Fox News?
This is the danger of not fairness, unfairness. You should give it to every news organization at the same time.
What's next? Is the Speaker of the House going to turn over the daily schedules of the Capitol Police? Are they going to give them the codes to the locked doors?
Nobody that believes any of that garbage Tucker was spewing, none of their kids will ever believe that garbage.
It feels like a Soviet system, or, you know, the way the Nazis would build a Potemkin village. Tucker Carlson's doing the same thing with the footage from 1-6.
Footage. We're both Soviet and Nazi. What you're hearing, of course, is panic. It's fear. A hurt dog barks. But it's still pretty funny.
Panic in D.C. is what was trending on Twitter. Also, Schiff is a liar. J6 cover-up. Things like that. This is still a leftist-controlled site, folks. 98% of Twitter people donated to Democrats, and Elon Musk only got rid of half the staff. So it's still leftist control. But now the conservatives are back on there, things are coming to fore, and the word is getting out, and you're starting to see trends like this. Now let's go back to what Tucker Carlson talked about. 26 months, and I tweeted this. Isn't it amazing that Democrats could have easily gotten the video footage from the J6 committee when it was in complete control of the Democrats? The leftist media could have said, hey, can we have those videos? And I don't know what they would have said, but notice none of them requested it. when Kevin McCarthy, when we took over the House and Kevin McCarthy said, I'm going to get these videos out there, and he was, his feet were held to the fire, and he decided to give them to Tucker Carlson. Now the Democrats, are, the leftist media is like, well, why didn't they give them to us? It's amazing. You, why didn't you request them? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's, again, I know, common sense. It's a common sense question. If you're so interested in those videos now, why were you not interested in them 26 for 26 months? And it's a simple answer. The J6 fake committee told them what we're going to report to you, and don't request it. We will give you our cherry-picked videos. And as Tucker said, they had a monopoly on them. And they defended it with ferocity. And now the other media outlets are going crazy. I can't believe it. They're releasing this. They could have said, oh, look, tell us what we can't release, whatever, whatever. They didn't do it. And there's a simple reason they couldn't. The media is controlled by our politicians. I know this is hard to believe. And I keep hearkening back to the days when I remember as a probably a young teenager going, wow, it's good to live in a country where the media is free and not in the Soviet Union where the Politburo controls everything. And you know what we have? We have a situation right now that's worse, far worse. Because not only are they controlling media, they're controlling that other outlet that we thought was free, truly open, social media. Now, there's still a few outlets of, you know, insurrection, if you will. This is one of them. Thank you for being here, by the way. Love you, people. But for the most part, they still are controlling the narrative, and they're scared to death. And that's what Tucker's talking about. These guys are going crazy. They cannot figure out how to suppress this. And I've said in the for this both segments leading up to where we are in the broadcast today, this is one of the most important things the Democrats can hide. Now, they got a lot of other stuff to hide. Man, I would hate to be in their position. Let's think of it this way. Would you want to trade places with the Democrats as a Republican? You can say, well, Kevin, they seem to be winning elections. They just seem to be doing this or that. Okay, great. I don't disagree with that. Would you want to trade places with them? Would you want to be dealing with the Hunter Biden stuff? Would you want to be dealing with the knowledge that you participated in the biggest money-grabbing ruse in the history of mankind with Wu Flu? Would you want to be defending your demented president who you know is on the take and he is the big guy? And then his family and allegations of him showering with his daughter and stuff like that and him having an egotistical wife who his son has called the C word, but they claim, oh no, Hunter's the best guy they know. Would you want to be defending any of that? Would you want to be defending their inflation rate, the price of gasoline, food prices, you're starving people to death? Would you want to be defending four people going over to Mexico, two of them so far? I don't know how many have been killed, but they got killed because a woman went to get a tummy tuck? And what about the people that are going across the border just to get meds? What about them? Are you going to defend that? You're going to defend this crazy border situation where we have an invasion happening right now and you pretend it isn't there? You're going to defend not protecting American citizens when a train derails and releases toxic chemicals? You're going to defend your record with Russia? Your unlimited checkbook to Ukraine? You're going to defend letting hot air balloons fly across? What would you... But please, tell me what you want to defend, what you want to be a part of. I am so happy to not be them. Oh, but Kevin, they're going to win the next election. You're right. If we are not vigilant, if we are not doing what we're doing right now, spread the word. My friend would say, legs, spread the word. Spread the word. Let people know what's going on. Here's the second part of that clip that we played for Tucker. And this is a guy, his name is Steve Krakauer. And he even illuminates more about J6 and the fear, the panic that's happening in D.C.
Steve Krakauer covers the media for a living, really better than anyone else. He's the author of Uncovered. He joins us tonight. Steve, thanks so much for coming on. I think I'm getting kind of old, but I thought the whole point of the news media was to get evidence and bring it to viewers or readers and let them assess for themselves, like in a country full of adult citizens. But no?
You would think so. Did Don Lemon say this is the problem with fairness?
It's so great.
Look, this is, as you mentioned, a total panic episode that we're watching in real time, flailing by the corporate press. Because, yes, for years now, as you mentioned, over 2 years, they've crafted a narrative that really is a house of cards. No one really believes that what the media portrays, which is that this is just another 9/11, the worst attack since the Civil War. No one actually believes that. I mean, you look at poll after poll of the January 6th committee, which really was in partnership with the media. I mean, they actually had a former media executive, an ABC executive, craft the committee's videos that you saw. I mean, it was a total partnership, and yet it didn't move the needle at all. No one was swayed by the total sham that we saw from the January 6th committee. And so now, yes, you would think a media would be curious about lots of elements of January 6th, like, you know, who planted the bombs outside the DNC and the RNC and the massive security failures, as you mentioned, which was one of the elements that the January 6th committee did look into, as we now know, but was kept out of the final report because they decided to make it all about Trump. You would think that maybe they'd be curious, or at least any rational person might be curious about Ray Epps, which, you know, someone who was a leader of the Oath Keepers and was buddies with Stuart Rhodes and is the only person on video on January 5th night and January 6th morning encouraging people to go into the Capitol. And he's getting glowing profiles in the New York Times. Like, someone should say, what is going on? Why is this happening exactly? And so, no, in the service of the narrative, a narrative that no one really in the country is believing, this is the panic we get.
There are so many great points being made by Krakauer. Flailing by the corporate press. And here's what's interesting. So Tucker's going to get massive ratings. By the way, one of the things they said is, people over ratings, or, you know, like, is it Fox is looking for its money? It's about the money. That's why they're doing this. It's about the money. It isn't about the journalism. No, it's about the money. How dare they go for ratings? It was hysterical to read that. Look, if you get the right, if you get the scoops, you get the ratings. Last time I checked, no media was really looking for stuff. They say, go find the story that creates the ratings. And this was the story. All Tucker Carlson did was his job.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This is, as you mentioned, a total panic episode that we're watching in real time, yeah. Flailing by the corporate press. Because, yes, for years now, as you mentioned, over 2 years, they've crafted a narrative that really is a house of cards. No one really believes that what the media portrays, which is that this is just another 9/11, the worst attack since the Civil War. No one actually believes that. I mean, you look at poll after poll of the January 6th committee, which really was in partnership with the media. I mean, they actually had a former media executive, an ABC executive, executive craft the committee's videos that you saw. I mean, it was a total partnership, and yet it didn't move the needle at all. No one was swayed by the total sham that we saw from the January 6th committee. And so now, yes, you would think a media would be curious about lots of elements of January 6th, like, you know, who planted the bombs outside the DNC and the RNC, and the massive security failures, as you mentioned, which was actually was one of the elements that the January 6th committee did look into, as we now know, but was kept out of the final report because they decided to make it all about Trump. You would think that maybe they'd be curious, or at least any rational person might be curious about Ray Epps, which, you know, someone who was a leader of the Oath Keepers and was buddies with Stuart Rhodes and is the only person on video on January 5th night and January 6th morning encouraging people to go into the Capitol. And he's getting glowing profiles in the New York Times. Like,
I had my producers play that and repeat it because there's so many great points. 2 years, House of Cards, nobody, repeat, nobody believes this is the worst attack since the Civil War. I want you to understand the level of overreach that the Democrats believe they can put in front of your face and get people to believe it. And you know what? Sad to say, some of them do. Nobody believes this is the worst attack since the Civil War. Polls prove that, but they still continue. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Look, there's a ton to talk about. I want to talk about the changing Republicans. I want to talk about transsexuals with they, them pronouns and all kinds of stuff. I want to talk about Chris Rock. There's so many things. And by the way, you think, oh, Kevin, what are you going to talk about with Chris Rock that's going to make me think? I'm going to make you think. Because that's what I do. Yes, that is what I do. And I will tell you, and I've admitted this publicly, there are some brilliant people listening to my program. Some I went to school with. Some I worked with. Some are just friends we've met through other means. And I'm going to tell you, I know these people. They are brilliant. Some are smarter than I am, certainly in their fields of study. I am dumb in comparison, but I will tell you, they come here to listen to me on this subject because I opened their minds up to something different. One of my buddies, in fact, I can definitively say he's my number one fan. Andy, I know you're listening. He is my number one fan. I don't know of anybody who's listened to my show more than Andy and can quote back stuff that I said that I don't even remember. Kevin, in episode 19-232, I mean, he knows what he's doing. I love that. What a great guy and his beautiful wife. Oh, yeah. And he's got the trophy. But anyway, the point is, you guys are brilliant. By the way, Andy's a cardiologist. So I'm telling you, there are some absolutely brilliant people. Some of my friends were submarine commanders and XOs. They know who I'm talking about. Others are design engineers that have been revolutionary. They have patents and stuff. I'm just telling you, they are brilliant people. But you come here because I'm going to enlighten you. And what I'm telling you is what I've been telling you for the better part of 26 months. January 6th is a farce. And all you got to do is wait it out. All you got to do is wait. You're going to find out the truth from these people because it's obvious. They are not even at a point where they feel guilty about what they do. They are going to absolutely do things not behind your back, in front of your face, and dare you to prove it. The worst insurrections of the Civil War, I will never forget when I heard those words come out of their mouths. And I went, you've got to be kidding me. Seriously. And then, I don't know if you've seen it, when Kavanaugh hearings were going on, you should have seen the leftists who absolutely, look at the picture of the number of leftists inside of the Capitol building trying to get to the Supreme Court, or get to the legislators to have them. I mean, there was nothing said about that. We posted before and after pictures. Folks, all you got to do is pay attention to them. They think that we forget it. They talk about we're whitewashing history. They don't even remember history. They don't even care. They put this stuff in front of your face. If you go look, go on my Wimpkin profile. I posted pictures of the Capitol building loaded. I'm talking about packed like sardines in 2018 when they were trying to confirm Kavanaugh. Insanity ensued. Not a word, not a peep. And if an insurrection occurred with hundreds of thousands of supposedly armed patriots, why is it that in Chicago this weekend more people will be killed or hurt than was in this insurrection? I'm just bringing it up here. Somebody help a brother. Don't get me to preach it. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching again. Oh, man, I crack myself up sometimes. He asked this question. He says, you think the media would be curious? He says, who planted the bombs outside the DNC and the RNC? That's what Krakauer asked. Who planted those bombs? They actually did look into that. But there was no report. Now, he went through it and said, well, it's because they were interested in Trump. It was a whole hit piece on Trump. No. It was because they didn't want to tell you. It was DNC people who did it. It was Democrats. It was leftists. It was people hired by the Democrats. And you know why they put it in front of the RNC? Because they needed to pretend that it was mutually done. Okay, well, let me ask you this. If insurrectionists are mad at the Democrats for stealing the election, why are they putting it in front of the Republicans? Oh, Kevin, come on. You know that they think it was McConnell that was complicit and all that. No, they didn't. I mean, maybe at the time a little bit, but in other words, I know it's a cover-up. You're just covering. Pick a side. If you think it's the Democrats, maybe the Republicans help, but if I was going to be mad at anybody, and I'm mad at the McConnell too, but I'm more mad at the Democrats. Now, maybe I should be more mad at the Republicans, but at the time, if you're going to get somebody, who are you trying to get? I didn't hear, they're running to get Mitch McConnell. They supposedly were running to ransack Pelosi and Schumer and all them. Okay, if that's the case, why didn't they plant a bomb in Pelosi's office? In other words, you get what I'm saying. There's no way that you're going to convince me that it was they were trying to be equal because they felt like it was both the Democrats and Republicans. It was a uniparty. That was not the pervasive thought of the time. I want to play this clip for Anderson Cooper. Is that cut six?
You know, I mean, the idea of Tucker Carlson being in that mob that day and not wetting his pants is hard to imagine. I mean, I find it hard to understand somebody who has never put himself in harm's way in any capacity for anyone else or on reporting a story, and yet has the audacity to try to rewrite history. I mean, that's what this is. It is an attempt to rewrite history on what is one of the most consequential, you know, certainly one of the biggest events in American democracy and the biggest threats to American democracy.
No, I agree. I mean, Tucker Carlson is, you know, by his own admission, an entertainer, not a journalist. And on top of that, he's just proven himself to be Donald Trump's chief propagandist. And that's all this was. And I think that, you know, most Americans recognize that way before this segment aired, that this was propaganda. And it was an attempt by Tucker Carlson to downplay and whitewash the events of January 6th.
To whitewash the events of January 6th. What did he say? He's never put himself in harm's way. He has the audacity to rewrite history, to try to rewrite history. See, for them, it's de facto, it's history. This was the worst, second worst insurrection next to the Civil War. By the way, a war that killed 384,000 Republicans and 280,000, give or take, Democrats. And they say this was the second worst thing in our democracy. I always want to put it in perspective. I want you to have some concept of how big this is in the minds of the Democrats and how big they want it to be in your mind. Is it? Is it that big for you? One of the most consequential threats to the democracy is what Tucker Carlson said. And then his minion comes on and says, well, you have to understand, Carlson, he's not a serious journalist. He's an entertainer. He's just Trump's chief propagandist. But what he's presenting with actual factual video and putting it into context, well, disregard that. He's an entertainer, man. I mean, you know, just expect him to get up and do a dance or something. He can't possibly be like us. Thankfully.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.